Well, despite drenching rain over significant parts of the East Coast in recent weeks, a number of drought-ravaged towns and cities across the country are still dealing with critical water shortages. About 99% of New South Wales remains in drought, 99%, while Queensland braces for a drier and warmer autumn. And in Western Australia, water is now being trucked into a growing number of towns and farming areas, with the state's water minister saying Western Australia is in the grip of an unprecedented dry. Cathy Van Extel takes a look.
Rural water supplies in WA are under increasing pressure. Since January last year, the state has spent around $4 million on water carting to the southern region. By July, the bill is set to exceed $11 million. The Water Corporation has already carted 11 million litres to top up dwindling drinking water supplies in 10 towns in the Great Southern District. Another four towns are on a watch list. Water Minister Dave Kelly says it's an unprecedented number.
Cranbrook, Hyden, Salmon Gums, Ravensthorpe, Lake Grace, for us to be requiring over 200 truck movements just to supply those towns. It's a significant undertaking.
On top of that, a record number of seven water deficiency declarations have been made in pastoral areas where clusters of farmers are unable to supply water to stock.
Seven concurrent water deficiency declarations is unprecedented. We've never actually had more than two in place at any one time.
Dave Kelly says while some areas have experienced drought conditions in the past couple of years, a drying climate is the greatest challenge.
The southwest of Western Australia is one of the places on the planet most impacted upon by reduced rainfall due to climate change. We're in a long-term drying pattern rather than a drought scenario where people expect the rainfall to return to what it was a decade ago. All the projections show that WA is going to continue to experience a drying climate. Now, within that, there's going to be variations. We've certainly had some areas of the Great Southern who haven't had a decent rainfall now since early 2017. So some areas are seeing their worst rainfall on record.
Farming communities are pleading for greater investment in water infrastructure. The state government has recently announced a $30 million pipeline from Albany to secure the water supply for the coastal town of Denmark, which until recent years was one of the wettest parts of WA. Dave Kelly says it's an example of climate change and he's calling for greater federal government support.
Most of the federal government's focus is on the East Coast. Something like $12 to $15 billion has been spent by the federal government over the last decade, and you're looking at 2% of that being spent in WA. So while we appreciate the difficulty that people are finding in the East Coast with the drought, the circumstances in WA are quite significant as well, and we're certainly looking to the federal government for them to play their part.
On the east coast, there's joy that rain in recent weeks has replenished water supplies.
The heavens have opened and Queensland's water storages are once again filling.
In Queensland's Parliament yesterday, Resources Minister Anthony Lynham celebrated the rain with a warning that the autumn outlook is for below average rainfall and drier and warmer than normal conditions.
Southeast Queensland water grid levels are at 67.4%, 5 to 6 months' supply of additional water since it started coming down. However, it is worth noting that our grid levels today are almost 5% lower than February last year. Despite receiving its best inflows in recent years, our biggest single water storage, Wivenhoe Dam, remains at its lowest level in more than a decade.
As for the regions, the minister had plenty of good news.
Burdekin Falls Dam near Townsville, Lake Julius at Mount Isa and EJ Beardmore at St George are spilling. Some water has been able to increase water allocations for irrigators in the Dawson, Eden, Emerald regions, as well as Chinchilla, Bundaberg and St George. Only a couple of weeks ago, Coolmunda Dam east of Goondiwindi was under 2% capacity. Now it's over 30%. Town water supplies are now secure for Emerald, Blackwater, Doringa, Warwick, Goondiwindi, Inglewood, St George and Cecil Plains.
But in the state's southwest, water is still being trucked into Stanthorpe, where the local dam has about 3 months' worth of supply after the rain.
We've been trucking water to Stanthorpe since December, and we'll be continuing to truck that water to Stanthorpe until we can get about 6 months' worth of water into that dam.
Southern Downs Mayor Tracy Dobie says for farmers in the region who've received good rain, there's still a long road to recovery, and income in the region will remain tight for years.
It was only a few weeks ago that we were forecasting we would run out of water in our local government area in August. So in the northern part of the region now, we have sufficient water in our dam to last us about 3 years.
What about the psychological impact of this rain?
Everyone has a smile on their face. Everyone's spirits are lifted. In fact, the countryside looks magnificent. And from a tourism perspective, we really want and are encouraging tourists to come to our region.
Across the border, the recent rain has substantially improved water supply for most New South Wales coastal communities, although towns in the bushfire-ravaged Bega Valley are carting in water after flooding contaminated Brogo Dam. James McTavish is the New South Wales Regional Town Water Supply Coordinator.
We had concerns with communities all the way from the northern end around Tweed all the way south to Bega Valley and including Bega itself. And with the rainfall, we've actually seen all of those supplies either fill or come close to filling. We've also had substantial improvement in places like Tenterfield. You know, Tenterfield was pretty short in the latter part of last year. Its dam spilled on Friday morning.
James McTavish says there's good news too for the stressed Darling River, which will benefit from riverine and overland flooding in the state's northwest.
And that's resulted in some pretty good flows entering the upper end of the Barwon and Darling system, and we're seeing some pretty good relief from the border rivers all the way to Wilcannia, and we're, you know, hoping that some of that water will also get to Menindee.
What about the communities who've missed out?
Although there's been good rain across most of regional New South Wales, in the catchment areas for a couple of our major storages, there's been very little. We've got concerns about the Pearl River, and that supplies water for Tamworth. We've got concerns about inflows into Burrendong, and that supplies water all the way through the Macquarie system. Above Burrendong, we've got concerns remaining for Bathurst and Orange. And in the Lachlan Valley, we've got concerns for communities below Boyangla Dam.
That's James McTavish, who is the coordinator of the New South Wales Regional Town Water Supply, ending that report from Cathy Van Exstel.